With a possible extension of Brexit negotiations on the horizon, Northern Ireland is once again in the spotlight. Whether Theresa May's deal is passed on the third attempt this week, or a no-deal exit is triggered through political indecision, or indeed talks drag on for years to come, the country is going to feel the effects most deepest of the United Kingdom. Joining me now to explain how this week's actions are being received is Northern Irish Retail Consortium Director Éadan Connolly. Éadan, good to have you back on the programme. It is perhaps an obvious question, but we've had plenty of political infighting this week. What has been the effect in terms of, I suppose, Northern Ireland's perception of what's going on?
I think Westminster's had a bit of a taste of Northern Ireland politics, to be honest, fracturing and no real consensus. Although the no deal was supposed to be taken off the table last night, our members and business in general here, we're just beyond frustration now. We still have not had anything that is a workable solution. And therefore, you know, we are counting down to no deal. I could say, you know, they've said that they don't want a no deal Brexit. I could say that I want to win the lottery this evening. It ain't going to happen unless I actually go and buy a ticket. And that's where we are at the minute. We're counting down. We don't know what's going to happen. And the announcements that have come from the government, for example, on no tariffs, no extra checks, they've actually made things a lot more complicated than providing certainty. And that's what business wants, certainty.
We'll speak about the no deal ramifications in just a moment. But what actually are your members saying would be the best outcome here?
Well, our message has been simple, and that is that you know, it's only a binary choice for us. We can't talk about second deals, our second referendum. We can't talk about people's votes because they're not on the table for us. It's about what's on the table at the minute, and it's a binary choice between no deal and Theresa May's deal. And while Theresa May's deal is not perfect, in any way, shape or form, there's a lot of good stuff in it. Even under the backstop, that fact of having Northern Ireland having access to both the EU and the UK markets is fundamental, because our economy here has been built up over 40 years of being part of those two, both the Republic of Ireland market and the Great British market. And quite simply, for success, and for a successful economy, we need both of those markets.
Given that, then, it must be frustrating that the only representation Northern Ireland has at the moment in Westminster is the DUP, who are voting against this deal.
Well, they're voting against it at the minute. Hopefully there will be a new legal advice or something that allows them to climb down off the ledge. It is frustrating, quite simply because business, farming are all united in the fact that we want a deal, and this is the deal on the table. However, you got to remember that this has been played out in Westminster. The DUP are 10 votes. There are Conservatives who need to move on this. There are Labour Party members, especially those guys in the north, who need to move on this as well. It's much, much bigger than simply Northern Ireland.
Well, let's look at one thing which will affect Northern Ireland the most, which is the government's announcement of what will happen to tariffs and trade in a no-deal Brexit that was announced this week. Now, the tariff situation for businesses and for industries has not been received hugely well, but more significantly is the idea of having no border, no tariff checks, and indeed no customs fees at all in terms of the Northern Irish border, which is perhaps pragmatic, but which is going to be hugely, it's going to have a huge influence on what happens in Northern Ireland, treating it differently to the rest of the country.
That's it, and that's what the DUP was arguing against, that they didn't want Northern Ireland to be different from the rest of the UK. But, you know, both the government and the EU must see now that this is a mess. They're saying that this is a short-term solution to have no tariffs and no extra checks, but for us it's no solution at all. The other side about this, and what hasn't been thought of a lot, is that this could bring a border, a hard border in Ireland very, very quickly, because the EU will have to act to secure its single market and its customs union. But the people who'll suffer most on this are legitimate businesses who'll not be able to move their goods to the Republic without tariffs, whereas Republic of Ireland goods coming into the UK by the back door of Northern Ireland will have free rein. The other thing is it's a smuggler's charter. What it does, it creates a price differential, and we already know that there's smuggling at the minute on things like fuel, those things that have excise duty, fuel, alcohol, cigarettes. That's just a few products, and it's millions of pounds of smuggling. If you create hundreds of products that have a price differential, then you really are just making a smuggler's charter.
Given that, then, is there, and not perhaps on smuggling, but in terms of legitimate businesses, is there actually a business opportunity here that Northern Ireland would effectively be an express line into Great Britain?
There is, but you got to remember where we are geographically. If anyone wanted to come through, so we already have some very strong trade between Great Britain and the Republic of Ireland and vice versa. And that a lot of that goes Dublin Holyhead. What you'll get is a flooded market for that the Scotland and Northern Ireland route, which simply doesn't have the capacity at the minute. As far as more than just Republic of Ireland goods, it actually would cost more to get things from France coming up to the Republic of Ireland to get it in that back door. And at the end of the day, we can't be sure then what's coming in. The risks far, far outweigh the benefits in this, Nick.
Just looking then to the other outcome of last night's voting. So if Theresa May's deal weren't to get through on its third attempt, we'd be looking at potentially a much longer extension. Given the uncertainty already, but the pros and cons potentially, is that something that would actually be welcomed in Northern Ireland?
I think it depends who you ask. I think business people want certainty. There's a huge amount of Brexit fatigue, and not only in Northern Ireland. I was in Brussels last week, and to be honest, some of the MEPs who have been great sort of cheerleaders for Northern Ireland, cheerleaders for the UK, and want to see us leave with a decent deal. They're really starting to lose their sympathy for us. As far as the extension itself, it's what is needed, nothing more and nothing less at the minute. So it could be 3 months, it could be 9 months. What we need, though, is still at the end of the day to get a deal across the line. It doesn't matter how long of an extension we get.
Eoghan Connolly, Director of the Northern Irish Retail Consortium, thank you very much indeed for joining me this morning.